The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, all eyes are still on the Vatican as Pope Francis continues to battle a serious respiratory illness. It's going on for nearly 3 weeks now. I'm joined on the line by Elise Ann Allen, senior correspondent of The Crux. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be with you.
Can you bring us the latest? What is the Vatican saying about the Pope's condition overnight and whether or not he is stable?
Well, as of this morning, we got a brief statement, as we do every morning, usually from the Vatican, about what happened overnight. And it's very simple. It said that he rested the whole night and that he continues to rest this morning. So we know that he it appears to have had a very restful night. He slept through the night and he's doing about the best that he could probably do for himself right now, which is continuing to take it easy.
Now, yesterday evening, the Vatican had said that the Pope had experienced two episodes of acute respiratory insufficiency caused by a significant accumulation of endobronchial mucus and subsequent bronchospasm. I'm not sure exactly what that means. It doesn't sound great, though.
Well, I have been in conversation with my doctor. I'm surprised he still takes my calls. I've been messaging him quite a lot, you know, quite frequently since the Pope went into the hospital. So basically what that means is he has, you know, a lot of mucus buildup because of the infection that he's fighting, the respiratory infection and the pneumonia. And he has, you know, chronic respiratory problems. So the bronchi, the little tubes that connect your lungs to your windpipe, tend to be very sensitive for him. So, you know, basically there was a buildup of mucus that, you know, blocked his ability to breathe. It put stress on his respiratory system and caused those little tubes to spasm. And he had to be aspirated. They needed to go in and suction all of that out. And as a result, you know, that additional shock to his system, he was put back on a non-invasive mechanical ventilation. So that in itself is not necessarily good news for Pope Francis. You know, doctors have been trying to wean him off of oxygen since he initially began it on February 22nd after, you know, an initial respiratory crisis in the hospital. They've not been able to do that so far. And the fact that he's gone back on ventilation at this point is not a good sign for Pope Francis. You know, we're going to get another update later today and we'll see whether they've been able to take him off of it a little bit or not. But these days, the next couple of days are going to be very critical, I think, to judging his overall outcome.
Are we hearing anything about his mental state? Is he alert?
You know, that's one thing the Vatican has been very consistent in telling us all throughout this ordeal, since he went into the hospital up until now and through each one of these crises, is that he has remained vigilant, alert, aware, and very cooperative throughout everything that's gone on. So, you know, this Pope right now is struggling a lot to breathe, but he's certainly not struggling to think. You know, he's been very aware and has continued to make governing decisions from his hospital room at the Gemelli Hospital here in Rome. He's signed documents on certain occasions. He has met with close collaborators to move things forward and move the ball on things so that, you know, nothing gets stopped, you know, at the administrative level here in the Vatican, because, you know, there is no vice pope. So there's no one to step in and do this and to make decisions for him when he's gone. So he continues to do that from his hospital room. And he's been able to do that thus far. So, I mean, we'll see what happens today, you know, whether he's able to do some things or not, whether that he works or not. They'll tell us that later, whether he's been able to work a little bit or if he's mostly spent his day resting.
So we just keep a watching brief as the Pope struggles to recover. Elise Ann Allen, senior correspondent of The Crux, thank you very much for joining us from Rome.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.